This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got Greg Musselman on the line of Voice of the Martyrs Canada. We're going to be talking about Eritrea today, getting some more updates, because I know we were talking with you about it back in the springtime, but I haven't heard much since then. Can you fill me in on the situation in Eritrea and why everyone is leaving?
Well, the challenge with, the people of Eritrea, and not just the Christians, the evangelical Christians that, of course, the Voice of the Martyrs concentrates on because of the persecution of Christians. In that case, in May 2002, you had the government, Eritrean government, which is a very authoritative government under Isaias Afwerki, the president, closing down the evangelical churches. So, now there's hundreds, thousands, perhaps, imprisoned in shipping containers in Eritrea. So that's from the Christian perspective, the evangelicals. But for the other people in the country, Muslims, the people in the Orthodox Church, they're also fleeing the country because under the dictatorship, the economy is terrible. Human rights violations are common. So there's just a lot of instability within the country. And as a result, many are trying to leave. There's those, of course, we've heard about that have been trying to get to Europe, through Libya. And some have died as a result of that. So the situation in the country is terrible. And we recently met Eritrean Christians up in northern Ethiopia that had fled the country and are currently living in refugee camps with hopes of being resettled somewhere else outside of Ethiopia. Of course, many of them would like to go back. But again, at this time, the government is very unstable, repressive. And as a result of that, people are trying to flee the country.
And you you mentioned that you've been in contact with some of these people who have fled to Ethiopia. What is Voice of the Martyrs Canada doing to help persecuted Christians?
Well, some of the things we can't because of some security issues, but I can tell you that we are trying to help both Eritrean evangelical Christians primarily inside the country, and there's also those in the Orthodox Church as well that are also suffering as a result of the government's actions. And then also not only the ones inside the country, but outside the country. As an example, I met, several pastors when I was in Eritrea in 2004, and shortly after we were there, some of them were arrested, and at least two of the ones that I met during that trip are still imprisoned after more than 10 years. So their families are suffering, and in some cases, the families have been able to get out of the country. So the Voice of the Martyrs, as our broad mission, which includes VOM in the U.S., are helping to support some of the families, the wives of pastors, their children that have been able to escape into other African nations with the hopes of coming to Canada or the U.S. and other countries around the world. So part of that is to not only help those in the country, those that have escaped, and then for those that are in the refugee camps, many of them are doing very successful ministries. I had a chance to meet some of them, and their stories have been documented, and you can see video on the VOM Canada website, just highlighting some of the things that are happening in spite of the tortures and the things that they've gone through. They're still ministering in a very powerful way. So our goal is to uplift the Eritrean Christians both inside and outside the country.
And on our, whenever we do a story on Eritrea, we often get a very defensive response. People within the country of Eritrea accuse us of saying, it's not true, none of that is happening. How would you or the Christians that you've talked to, how would they respond?
Well, I have got, friends here in Canada. In fact, one of my closest friends, we live in the same city and we get together fairly often. And yeah, he's very aware, of course, as we all are, that the Eritrean government says, no, there are no religious, prisoners, because of their religion that are imprisoned. Well, we know that's absolutely not a true statement from the government. They're just trying to protect themselves. In fact, the first time when I did go in there, 2004, and we did a documentary, and some of the guys that I was traveling with, they were interviewed and that, and the Eritrean government accused us of being CIA spies that were there, to undermine the government. And as you know, Katie, many of the repressive countries around the world view evangelical Christians as linked to America. They see evangelical Christianity as being a foreign religion, unlike, say, the Orthodox Church, which is very strong in both Ethiopia and Eritrea. So these false statements are made all the time. They're trying to protect themselves. But, you know, human rights organizations, and not just Christian ones, you know, have found that these stories are true, that people are imprisoned because of their faith. And I personally know people that are imprisoned. So, you know, and I know that there are many people that are, you know, outside of the country as well. They're saying, no, that's not what's happening in our country. Well, it is happening, and it is heartbreaking. And the, you know, the way that it has, you know, split up families and has caused all sorts of suffering is incredible. And I've met firsthand the people that have been tortured, have been imprisoned in Eritrea. And I can state with very clear fact that that is going on, unfortunately, in that beautiful little country called Eritrea.
And in case everything we've talked about so far isn't enough to motivate someone to action, why should our listeners care about the situation and what can they do to help?
Well, you know, the thing is, with a ministry like the Voice of the Martyrs and Open Doors and other ministries that I know you guys work with and we do as well, is much of the world's attention, and rightfully so, of what's going on in countries like Syria and Iraq and then over in Africa with the Boko Haram, another militant Islamic group, you know, in Nigeria. So those are definitely, you know, at the top of people's attention and list. It's getting lots of worldwide attention, and it should. But we don't want to forget about our brothers and sisters that are imprisoned, you know, for their faith in countries like North Korea, Vietnam, and Eritrea. And, you know, so the Bible tells us to remember those in prison, those in chains, because they are trying to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so we can't forget about them. And I was actually just at a Voice of the Martyrs, you know, worldwide ministry, getting together with the leaders down in the U.S. And the country that I talked about when I had the opportunity was Eritrea, because it's probably of all the countries that I've talked about over the years, it's the one that I'm constantly reminded of because of the personal connection of the people that I met while I was there that have been imprisoned. It's deeply in my heart. And I think it needs to be for all of us that these are our brothers and sisters in Christ. The Bible's clear, you know, if one part of the body suffers, we all suffer. So we need to be remembering them and, you know, praying that, you know, they will be released from prison. And while they're in prison, they will be faithful to Christ. And we know through information that we have gotten from outside the, you know, from those inside the prison to getting information outside, is that that they are standing firm, many of them, and we need to continue to pray that they will continue to do so.
Amen. And we will connect our listeners to you for more information and to help. Was there anything that I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I would encourage, you know, your listeners to go to vomcanada.com. And then in our multimedia section, you can watch about a 20-minute video and you'll hear from Eritrean Christians. Some of them we've had to hide their identities because of security issues, not so much for them themselves, but for their families that are still in Eritrea. And also those that have escaped the country, and to hear, you know, exactly what is going on there and the horrible situations and some of the torture that's taking place, but also the victory and the overcoming spirit that many of these folks have as they continue to advance the gospel. So I'd encourage people to, you know, to see the faces, hear their, you know, see their tears, feel their pain, and I think it'll draw us closer to be able to pray for them more effectively.
And I will connect people with that. For now, I'll remind our listeners, I've been speaking with Greg Musselman of Voice of the Martyrs Canada about the current events in Eritrea and why it matters. Greg, thanks so much for being with us today on Mission Network News.
Always great talking with you, Katie. God bless you.